Hi, I'm Janet.
And I'm Stephanie.
And we are
two girls and a bottle of wine. Because men like boobs.
And girls like wine. Welcome back, Stephanie McHugh.
Thank you so much.
You haven't been here since T Radio V.
I have not been in your basement.
And you haven't been in my basement at all.
No.
And there's no cameras this time. Are you feeling a little bit more comfortable?
I am feeling a little bit more comfortable, yes. I am. Although I am seeing you, so I'm like, God, you gotta look cute.
Oh, no.
Because it's fun girl stuff, you know?
It is.
Like, you just, you gotta look.
Someone, I want to say it was like Coco Chanel or Betsy Johnson. She had a quote that said that girls don't dress for men, they dress for other girls.
I think that is totally true.
Yes.
And my youngest daughter, from the time she was a year and a half old, insisted on what she would want to wear. And some days it would be a swimming suit, a fleece vest, and down boots. But that's what she wanted to wear. And that's how it is the whole time. Yes.
I've seen that on Facebook. Some of my friends have those, maybe like 3, 4, 5-year-old girls, and she dressed herself today, and it's like that, and you're just like, oh, so cute.
It's really cute. But one time when she was in preschool, she wanted to dress me for my birthday, and I had just bought some vinyl leopard skin pants for a white trash party.
Oh, no.
And I had a like Christmas sweater with red. She goes, I would like for you to wear this. So you can't explain that away. I mean, people go, oh, isn't that cute? The little girl dressed herself. But, you know, the mom's a hoe. That's what the mom is.
You're walking down Colfax.
That's right. Hey, somebody's got to pay for college.
That's awesome. Well, I'm so happy to have you back. You already, we're like 2 minutes in and I'm like laughing to tears.
Good.
You are a funny, funny lady.
Thank you.
Now, you're a stand-up comedian part-time?
Part-time, I would say now.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
But hilarious stand-up comedian.
Thank you.
Even though it's part-time.
You know what's nice is, we were talking before we went on, sometimes you just get so busy that I'm trying to do one thing at a time better.
That's so smart.
Than doing a lot of things. So sometimes it means I don't do stand-up as much as I used to.
Mm-hmm.
But this Saturday morning, I woke up. I didn't have either one of my kids. We had just dropped one off at college. And the first thing that went through my mind was like, oh, I don't have any shows this weekend. So it feels good to miss it, to know that at some point.
I think Steve has those time. I think. I don't. When he has a weekend free, I'm like, woo!
Yay! Guess what? We get to do stuff.
Have some
fun. Yeah. Exactly.
So, yeah, I'm on the other end. So you took your daughter to college?
I did. I am the mother of a beaver now. I don't want to brag, Janet.
What does that mean?
She went to Oregon State University.
My
yes.
Wow, that's
so
not close.
Mascot is a beaver. It is not. It is so
Mother beaver.
I know.
Mother of a beaver. That's so
really
horrible.
Sweetie.
Did you get a t-shirt?
I didn't get a t-shirt, no, but I can expect one for Christmas.
I was
she was kind of hinting.
If
yeah.
She's like, listening.
Right.
Get Mom a beaver t-shirt.
Exactly.
That's
so
great.
It was tough.
I bet.
It was hard, but I went away far for college. I grew up in Durango and then went to CSU up in Fort Collins.
Oh, so you stayed in state.
I stayed
in
state.
Went to the furthest
exactly.
college possible. So it was cheaper.
It was.
But a long way away.
Exactly.
Smart lady.
Yes. So I couldn't come home until Thanksgiving and she's going to have to wait a little bit longer because they
Christmas?
Don't have much of a. Yeah, it'll be 2 weeks later.
Okay.
So that'll be okay. But and she chose, obviously, Oregon State. We didn't make her go there. But it kind of took her by surprise when it came close that she was leaving everybody.
Aww.
But she's, I think that was only a few days because I haven't heard from her in a while.
Right.
The first few days, I was like, oh my gosh, she loves me so much. And now I'm not getting
she's getting into her groove.
Which is good. That feels good.
Aww.
And I remember how that was, too.
Right.
Have you ever moved by yourself somewhere?
I did. When I went away to college, it was only 30 minutes. But in Missouri, 30 minutes is a long way. I drove myself. And
Did you?
Yeah, I moved into my dorm. And I actually did a work study.
Uh-huh.
So I moved in June. So I could work all summer before the first semester
wow.
to pay for room and board.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was an amazing college. And so I got there. It was kind of like just going away to a job at first.
Yeah.
But then in August when school started, that's when like school started. Like I don't remember talking to my parents for probably the first year. Yeah. Right. I was working. That's how I got into like radio. I worked at the college radio station.
Oh,
that
was okay.
My job. After that first summer, because that first summer I was working in a kitchen.
Oh.
And I smelled like grease every day. I had to be there at 5 a.m. It was.
That's
miserable.
Motivation to go to college, isn't it?
Yes, it was.
Smelling like
I'm
grease.
I'm like, I can't do this. So I worked really hard and got into the radio station. And I just remember being busy, and it was like a whirlwind. So kind of like it all of a sudden came. I remember high school graduation, then I got to go work.
It just.
For college.
Popped up.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
And then I went and then, yeah, came back for Thanksgiving, Christmas. And it was only 30 minutes. So I was a horrible daughter. We didn't have cell phones back then. So
you
we
don't.
Didn't text. And
no.
It was long distance.
See? So then really you only call on Sunday afternoon or something. That's what I would
yeah,
do. You
yeah,
can't call all the time.
Right. And now
it
I drive
like
30 minutes to go see a movie.
Yes, like, I know.
The perception is so different. So different.
Huh.
Yeah. But so I kind of understand. I didn't want to. I wanted to break free and be wee.
Uh-huh.
Difference.
Are you the middle child?
I'm the oldest.
Oh, okay. All right. Sometimes
yeah.
I feel like the middle child wants to just get away. Mm. But Rachel's
yeah.
the oldest. She moved far away, obviously, Oregon. So
right.
I guess.
I grew up in a very religious household. So I think my senior year of high school, I started to break those ties.
Uh-huh.
And then as soon as I got that green light, I'm like, jungle juice, what? It was so bad.
Jungle juice.
And it was a Christian college.
Oh, it was.
So you had to like be sly to get rowdy anyway.
Very good.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stories there, Janet, I think.
I know.
A whole nother podcast.
I know. All right. So I've been trying to incorporate some entertainment news. Are you into the entertainment? Do you have your finger on that pulse?
Sometimes
of Hollywood?
I do. Yes. Yes. I do like to see what's going on.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So George Clooney got married.
I know.
Did your heart break a little bit?
No.
He was like that eternal bachelor.
I was really surprised,
yes.
I guess. That was the big thing.
It happened very quickly.
Uh-huh.
Like, I think over the last year, like, they were dating and then bam. And what happened? Stacey Keibler was just like 2 months ago, it felt like.
Isn't that wild? Like, she wanted to get married. I got the impression she wanted to get married and have mm-hmm. kids. And he was like, no way. And then he got married right after her.
But
I guess
compare, what is his new wife's name? Amal Alamuddin.
Amal yep. Alamuddin.
That's what I'm going to call That's her right now. And from this point forward, she's Mrs. Clooney. Mrs. Clooney.
Oh, I like that.
Is super smart.
She is. She has her own life. I mean,
she
not
really
that Stacy didn't. She worked out a lot.
Like, I mean, she... Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah, I know.
What
you're
else
right.
did she do? Victoria's Secret model?
Was she a Victoria's Secret?
I don't know. I just, she looks like she would be.
Yeah.
She's tall and
she totally
has a
done
lot
it.
Of leg.
Yep. Exactly.
And some nice tonage.
I was trying to Google how to say
Amal. When you came here and asked me, I was like, oh, I should have totally Googled that. Like, listen to Entertainment Tonight or something.
I did last night, and I didn't pay attention. And then today at work, I Googled Amal Alamuddin.
Uh-huh.
I'm butchering that even
Mrs.
more
Clooney.
Than you. Mrs. Clooney. And, like, all the terrorist stuff came up. So I'm like, okay, we're just not going to do this at work. Somebody should have paid more attention to ETV last night. So I quit doing that. And let's just call her Mrs. Clooney. But you know what I saw when I Googled her?
What?
One website said 36-year-old British attorney who specializes in international law and human rights. I copied the wrong thing. But basically it said, it listed all her credentials. She's an, she does...
She's amazing, really.
International lawyer.
Yes.
Born in Lebanon, grew up in England, I believe, and then they said marries an actor.
Yeah.
They didn't even
but
mention his
name.
But he's
actually one of those, like, oh, they didn't?
No, they said, They listed all of her stuff and they go, married an actor, which I thought was really cute.
And what website was this?
I can't remember.
Was it an American website? No.
It was like I did Google News and it was on one of those.
Because I could see like on other countries, because they seem to value like intelligence a little bit more than Americans do.
What are you saying?
But George Clooney is kind of like royalty here.
He you is. Know?
Like, oh, George Clooney. And how did that happen? Do you remember when he was in ER, not the second one, the one from the 80s?
No, I don't think I saw that one that
much. I grew
much.
Up watching that one, and I don't know how. I think it was on like syndication, like in the afternoon when I was like five. So he was like mullet, and I remember him. And then all of a sudden they had this new ER when I got older, and I was like, oh, I think that's the same guy. And now when I tell people about that, most people are like, I have no idea what you're talking about. I was like, I swear, there was an ER in the 80s.
You're right.
And if you Google, it's there.
Yep, yep, he is. Just like, how was that the same one that Howie Mandel was on?
Yes.
Saying Elsewhere. So. Was that the name of it?
It was called ER. No.
It was called ER.
Yes. That was the weirdest thing. I swear, Stephanie, I'm not lying.
I believe
you. I have Googled
you.
It before because I felt like a crazy person. Because you're not the first one to look at me like that.
No, I believe you. Totally.
And then he came
you.
Out with the other ER that was super successful.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then he just totally branched off into movies.
Then he became friends with Brad Pitt. And then they did the Oceans 11, 12, and 13. And yeah.
I've been watching that on TV. It's so bad when you watch movies on TV with commercials.
I know.
When you can...
You're like... Bathroom break.
Right. I know. Exactly.
What movie I saw in the last couple of years with George Clooney? Descendants? Have you seen that?
No, I haven't.
Put it on your list.
Okay.
Because it's good. Good stuff.
Yeah.
So he is a great actor, but how the heck did he land
Mrs. Clooney? I don't know. But I loved her style.
Mm-hmm.
Like one of her dresses. Did you see the red dress that she wore the night before?
Yes.
That reminded me. I like it's short in the front and long in the back. It's like,
what do they call that?
College in the front, college
yes!
party, jungle juice
yes.
in the front, and debutante ball in the back.
They have an actual name for that because I have a couple dresses like that, and I wore one to work one day, and someone's like, "Oh, my teenage daughter loves that Bubba Bus style," and I was like, "Yeah, I don't know what you're
talking about.
I got it on clearance at Forever 21.
I'm going to have to Google it.
Yeah, again.
I had my braids made when I got married 20 years ago. I'm not married anymore, but that's how long ago it was.
Your voice cracked a little bit.
They had a short dress, uh-huh. and then they had like a detachment. So it was open in the front,
oh.
and then it was long. And then I thought, perfect. Then for the reception, they can just take it off, and they got a short dress. So I'm thinking I'm being so cool, but 3 out of my 5 bridesmaids happened to be breastfeeding at the time, and it was just like a sheath dress with a little zipper in the back,
uh-huh.
so they had to get completely undressed to nurse anytime.
You weren't thinking about nursing when you were picking up bridesmaid dresses.
Oh my gosh. No, so I felt really
That's
bad.
Hilarious.
I'm like, so yoga pants for the bridesmaids next time around.
Next time around.
That's right.
Vegas and yoga pants, right?
That's right. But how we're doing it. It's going to be comfortable. Mrs. Clooney can dress up.
If you look at Mrs. Clooney about a year ago and compare her now, you can tell she's been Clooney-fied.
Really?
Her style. Like, even though she's successful, probably has a lot of money, you could tell when they first started dating that she was a little bit, you know, focused on work.
Uh-huh.
You could tell she was like a career woman.
Right.
She wasn't that stylish, but definitely now.
She has a personal stylist, I'm sure, who just brings 3 outfits out and she
every
can
day.
Pick.
Here, you're going to the supermarket. Which one do you want?
I would look great, too, if someone would do that.
I know. And again, how did George Clooney get this status in America? I'm like, how?
Right.
Has he done anything crazy awesome that I don't... I know he's been, like, pushing politics the last couple presidential elections. I've heard
him.
He was a part of, like, the Obama re-election, right?
Yes, I believe so. And I know he's... Not only is he an actor, but he produces movies.
Yes.
So... He's got a lot of clout.
True.
For that. And not just an actor, you know, an activist and producer. I remember, too, when Princess Diana died. Again, I'm totally aging myself.
1998. That's right.
I was pregnant. I felt really, I had a lot of morning sickness, and then I was like, oh, this doesn't help at all.
Yeah.
But really he came out against that. I mean, he went.
The paparazzi.
Yes. So I do remember that.
That's probably one of the first tragic events I remember.
Really?
I was like a junior in high school, mm-hmm. but it was one of the first tragic events that I remember that affected me emotionally, outside of like my grandfather passing away.
Right.
And it was like, why am I sad about this? Like, I was so confused. Like, I don't know this lady. Why does this make me sad? Well, she got married the year I was born. So she was kind of like the famous mom figure my whole life.
Right. I felt the same way. It mm-hmm. really affected me because I loved her. I woke up at like 4 or 5 in the morning to watch the wedding when they got married. Mm-hmm. And when Rachel was a baby, she came to Chicago. I lived in Chicago at the time. So mm-hmm. I lived way out in the suburbs, like an hour without traffic away. Wow. And she was going to be in Chicago. And I thought, should just wrap this baby up and go see her. Mm-hmm. But I just didn't. I go, you know what? I'll see her next time. And then
there wasn't a next
she
time.
Passed away. And I thought, you can't wait. If mm-hmm. you want to do something, you need to do it. And don't wait for someone else. I think she did so many good things too.
Yes. There was a lot of negativity thrown at her because of the whole divorce. And,
right.
But she was a good person, I believe. She yeah. was always like an activist for good things.
Exactly. She used her fame yes. to show light on.
And she came from, even though like I think she came from a pretty decent family, it was kind of like a middle class, you know, it was kind of like a Cinderella story.
Yeah, it was.
It really was.
It was.
And so her dresses were amazing.
Mm-hmm. It's fun to see her.
Yeah. I remember it being, how did we get on this? Okay, George Clooney came out.
Married. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
Totally. It makes complete sense that you would go into Princess Diana.
Right. Courtney Cox got engaged.
I know. I didn't Crazy. Even realize she was dating the Snow Patrol guy.
I don't know who the Snow Patrol guy is. Do you know him? Like, have you heard of I've heard of Snow Patrol.
I have.
I'm not a fan, so I don't know anything about them.
I've listened to some of their songs. I have one of them on one of my Spotify lists.
Good.
One of them. But yet again, when I go, oh, she's marrying a Snow Patrol guy. And then later I'm like, oh, that's the Snow Patrol. So I get it. So I'm not a huge fan, but I do like them. It was really sweet how they did it.
So sweet. And crazy thing is, it's been 20 years since Friends.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And she was on Jimmy Kimmel when she was telling this story. And she was saying that she went to her friend Jen's house, Jennifer Aniston.
Jen. Just say Jen.
Yeah. For dinner, because it was her daughter's birthday, Coco.
Coco's birthday.
And her now fiancé and Jennifer planned out this whole extravagant thing where he got down on one knee and said, will you marry me? And Jennifer said, will you marry him? At the same time.
At the same time.
Can
they
you see
it
that
up.
Happening with like Joey and Rachel and Friends?
Oh, that's so cute.
It is.
Yes.
It really is. So, that's
but
sweet.
I kind of wondered. I'm like, would Coco be? Hey, it's my birthday.
Look
it's
at you.
All about
I hadn't
me.
Even, like thought about that.
Like when you're 10, because didn't they say they synced it up so they mm-hmm. go like 1, 2, and then
yes.
3. He got down on the knee and mm-hmm. said it, and Jen said it, and then I'm sure Coco's like, wait, it's my birthday.
Right.
Where's the cake?
Where's Justin Bieber?
So
wait, is Justin Bieber still good?
She might like him. I don't think my daughters.
How old
like
your youngest
them.
Daughter?
She's 16. So One Direction, totally.
Really?
All about One
I
Direction.
I thought they were like a couple years ago. They've got some staying power.
I think
They're
so.
Like
I think she's still
New Kids on the Block.
Right, they are. I know. And then there's someone new. There's a new one. It's really
Sam
sad.
Smith. Sam. There's a Sam guy.
Sam Smith?
Is it Sam Smith?
I think so.
I think so, too.
Let's just go with
what
that.
What do they think of Miley? as a 16-year-old girl, what do they think of Miley? Because that's Janet. What everyone is talking about. Miley is affecting the youth. Is she?
Let's see what you think about what I love Miley Cyrus.
I do too.
Do you?
I do.
She seems like she's got an amazing voice. Right.
She went from teen Disney girl and didn't end up in rehab yet.
Exactly.
She is like a world famous, and she's Billy Ray Cyrus's daughter. That was a lot to come out of.
A lot to handle. Dolly Parton's is her godmother,
I
too.
Know. That's a good thing for her, right. I think. Are you a country music fan?
I don't listen to a lot of country music, but I do listen
a little bit. Coat of Many Colors? Dolly Parton?
I do.
Spotify it tonight. And if you're listening, Spotify that song because I love that song.
Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat is what I thought. Is that wrong? I'm like, what? Where are you going? That's squirrel. A little off. But I see where you're doing.
Nobody I'm friends with likes country music. It's weird.
What is the 16-year-old just downloaded a bunch of songs on a CD so we can listen to it in the car. And one of them is Dolly Parton. What's the woman's name?
Jolene?
Jolene.
Yes, that's a good
one. I like that one. So I'm listening to that and Miley Cyrus.
The 16-year-old downloaded some Jolene?
Yes.
You have a cool daughter.
It's all over the map.
I think that.
She will. No, she'll like it. She'll be like, yeah. Yay. But I do like Miley Cyrus because she is her own person.
She's crazy. She can't keep her clothes on.
Right.
And I'm so glad I'm not her mom.
But you... exactly. Right. But you need to... what do I want to say? You move out. Like we said, mm-hmm. you moved out when you went to college.
Yes.
Everybody can sort of do it without the world watching.
Right.
So the world is watching her, and she's sort of like, I don't really care. Here we go.
Do you follow on Instagram?
I don't.
She is hilariously crazy on Instagram. I gotta say, that's probably one of the best people to follow on Instagram.
Really?
Because you're like, WTF, WTF.
What is going on?
But it's like a car wreck. You have to keep watching.
Uh-huh.
And then she'll have a picture with her mom.
Her mom seems to go with it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. And so's her dad. They're mm-hmm. kind of like, banking, keep doing it.
Yep.
So hopefully she's like got some people to be keeping her grounded.
Right.
Because there's got to be some drugs involved from some of her innuendos, which...
From the songs, I would say yes.
At her age, it's not like we can all say we were clean as the white snow at that age, you know?
Well, if Rachel and Julie are listening, yes. Yes. No, that's okay. That's fine. Really, you know what? I really didn't do drugs. I'm really boring. But you could drink when you were 18.
What?
When I was 18.
Where? Here?
Here in Colorado. Oh. And then it was 19 in Wyoming for everything.
See, that's what I wasn't like smashed on drugs at that age either. Sorry, guys.
That's right.
But you definitely like experiment with
you
alcohol.
You do. You
and,
experiment
like,
with
yeah.
guys, I'm going to say. I mean, you just.
With boundaries.
Test boundaries. Thank you.
Smart boundaries.
Boundaries everywhere. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. And mm-hmm. that's how you learn what you like and you don't
right.
like. And I don't think I did that enough. So I always admire people who do it. I think she's being age appropriate.
Yeah.
And she's smart because at this MTV Music Awards?
Mm-hmm. Oh, the homeless guy?
Right. She didn't go crazy. Mm-mm. She sort of went a different way.
Mm-hmm.
I thought
but
that was impressive.
But then, of course, the media dug, and he had warrants for his arrest and blah, blah, blah. It doesn't matter.
I know.
Did Miley Cyrus pull a background check? Probably not.
No.
Because... That's ridiculous.
Show me a homeless person who doesn't have a criminal
right.
background,
that's
and I'll show you someone with the home.
Right. That's probably why they're homeless.
Right.
Yeah. I work in recruiting. We pull background checks. If you have a record, you're not going to get a job. Don't have a job, you might have a problem keeping a home.
Right. Exactly.
ABC.
Yeah.
So I cried. Did you cry? Did you watch the MTV awards?
I didn't. You know what? I got rid of cable. I so want... If you can see Janet's face, it's too bad we don't have the TV cameras right now.
I'm so confused.
I know. When I was just cutting back, I watched The Housewives way too much, Janet.
Oh,
and I've
never gotten
into them. So I said, we need to. So I have ETV, but I don't have MTV.
Okay.
And I don't have Bravo with all the crazy housewives.
I don't watch them.
You're a better person than I am.
I fell into the Kim Kardashian trap. I'm not. This okay. last year was the first year. Steve was out of town, and I was watching. You know how, like, on Saturdays and Sundays on E, they, like,
run it.
Yeah, just crazy stuff.
Right.
And they're like, tomorrow, the season premiere of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And I was like, you know what? Steve's out of town. I'm going to check this out. See, what the heck? Because I was like, you mentioned Kim Kardashian. My claws came out because I'm like, how is this woman famous?
Right.
She's kind of genius again.
Do you think she's genius or do you think her mom is?
I think she is because her mom got pulled into it a couple years after the whole sex tape, right? Keeping Up with the Kardashians? Wasn't that a few years after Kim Kardashian was Paris Hilton's unknown BFF? And then she had a sex tape with Ray J.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, everyone's like, Kim Kardashian, what? And then Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And that's when her mom came into the picture.
Okay. All right. You probably know more than I do.
No, I don't. This is me, like, from afar. But this year, I did watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Sometimes I will and it was the flip wedding through one. It. Did you? The second one. Which one?
I think it's like the third or fourth one.
Wait.
Like, there's first... one we don't really know about. Chris Humphreys. So I think this is the third.
Okay, so you didn't
and
watch
she's the, my age.
The Chris Humphreys wedding no. on TV. You watched no. the Kanye. Yeah.
That was pretty intense. In Italy.
I know.
Everyone gets married in
Italy. It's so pretty.
Well, I guess Venice isn't in Italy, but George has a house. Is it?
Yes.
Venice, France. Venice, Italy.
No, I'm pretty sure it's in Italy.
Ignorance. Just shining through. Wow.
I'm going to
George has a, had a house in Italy, but I think he sold it. Did he upgrade?
I'm going to say no. I think he still has his house on Como Lake. I could be wrong with the lake.
There you go, knowing stuff.
But I got married at Como Inn in Chicago, an Italian restaurant that has been torn down since then. And I know Venice because we went there when I was a kid, which was an amazing experience.
I bet. Do you remember it?
I do. When I say kid, I'm so old, I meant 20.
I'm like, not I don't five. Remember vacations when I was a kid. But I didn't go anywhere cool.
My uncle lived in Germany, so my parent, and he traveled all over the world, and at that time, he had so many frequent flyer miles that my whole family could go to Europe on his frequent flyer miles, except for one of us, I think. So it was a wonderful experience. So that's how I'm 99% sure. Although you could
be. I believe.
I'm,
no.
Okay.
I'm pulling stuff out of the randomness that I know from Twitter.
That was an, I know for sure, because we could not go to Paris or France because you had to get a special passport. But
is
we
that
did
still
go to Italy.
Case?
No, it was back when I was a kid, in quotes, i.e. 20. We went to England, London.
London.
There we go.
Yes.
And my dad wanted to go like pub hopping. So I went with them just to...
Could you drink at 18 there too?
You can drink, I think, at 16? Whenever. And so I felt like, I don't know. I don't know when you can drink, but you could.
Okay.
It wasn't a problem for me to go in and have a beer. And these are dark. It's not the
heavy
3-2 Coors Light that I've been used to. And really, I was drinking a lot of it when I was 20. And like four bars in, I was just smashed. I'm like,
but how was your dad?
He was pretty good. He's a big guy. So he was keeping up pretty well. And I'm trying to play it off. But
did you get sick?
No, I did not get sick. And luckily, the bars closed. It was a Sunday night. So that saved me.
That's awesome. Traveling the world with the family.
It was an amazing experience.
Nice.
I think everyone should be odd man out at some point in your life.
What does that mean?
Being the American in Italy in particular, because we were tall, blonde, wore jeans and tennis shoes. Mm-hmm. Germans or people from the UK who would not wear tennis shoes and jeans. They would be dressed a little bit nicer.
Yeah.
So we clearly stuck out as...
Were they rude?
Americans. One place in Rome did not serve us. They
refused?
Served everyone else. There were some soldiers. They just completely ignored us. And finally, after a little while, we just left.
We decided this is not the place for us.
I guess they don't want us. And then we, someone from in Germany, where my aunt lived, they recommended a place in Florence. So it was off the tourist path, and it was so cool. They had a backyard in the back, like a terrace, and we ate out there. And an English couple came over to us and said, "Are you from England?" And we said, "No, we're from America." And they're like, "Oh, you're so well behaved." We thought, so
we're
the
crazy
image of Americans.
That's because of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
It's not great in Europe. At least 20 years ago, it wasn't.
I'm sure it hasn't improved. Look who our royalty is. Yeah,
that's right, Kim Kardashian.
Yeah. That's what I was hearing someone talk about. You have like Kate and Will over in England.
Right.
And then you have the Kardashians. Britney Spears here in
the US. I know. I'm trying to think of someone else, but I can't off the top of my head. That would be royalty here. Like 20 years ago, wouldn't it be the Kennedys? But they're slowly dying. But
they killed themselves, I think.
I know, they did. So I would have to go with the Kardashians.
That's
maybe someone else.
Sad.
It is.
It really is so sad. Miley Cyrus, she's our princess.
Let's go with her.
Okay. Her and her Molly.
Right.
Okay, so what's going on with you?
Hey, Friday. This coming Friday.
Can you believe it's October 1st tomorrow?
No, I cannot.
I was writing that date all day today, setting up interviews and stuff, and I'm like, I can't. I cannot believe it. Anyway.
It's going to be Christmas.
I sound like an old lady.
You're fine. You've got a ways to go.
So this Friday, October 3rd.
October 3rd at the Soiled Dove. That's the one in the Stapleton, not the one downtown. Soiled
what
Dove
is the
Underground.
One downtown called? It's just called Soiled Dove, right? And
yes.
Then the one in Stapleton is the Soiled Dove Underground?
I think you're right.
Okay.
Yes. There's a benefit for the Morgan Adams Foundation that I'm going to be a part of. So I'm performing. George McClure is another comic. And
funny.
Then Sam Adams, too.
Very funny.
Yes.
Yes.
So we'll be there. It's Friday night at 8.
8 o'clock.
It's going to be a great show.
It will. It will.
Fun date night.
I'm going to try to get out there.
Oh, good.
I have a 6 p.m. nail appointment. So
there you go.
Might be straight. I'll have good nails. That's it, though. Right off work. Hi. And what is the Morgan Adams Foundation?
They do brain research.
Okay.
So cancers of the brain and things like that. Things like that is not a good radio way to talk. But
it's a podcast.
That's right. Podcast.
Right.
Thanks. We can cuss too, can't we?
Yes.
I just remembered that.
Welcome back
to
Podcast
World. Just throwing one out. That used to scare me so much on the radio that I would accidentally...
Like, as soon as the mic's on, you kind of train yourself to not... Have you seen someone cuss on real radio? It is horribly embarrassing for everyone in the room.
Yeah.
Have you ever?
I have not. No, not live.
You're
no.
Lucky. I was working overnight weekends at a local radio station.
Uh-huh.
And I would get there at like 10 p.m. because I wanted to observe the real people in action.
Yeah.
Because I felt like I was trying to learn... And so there was the nighttime guy on a Friday night. He did 7 to midnight every Monday through Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And he had an intern. And he had gotten to the point where he could bring his intern on and talk. And the intern just dropped the S word. And we all just went, mic off, commercial on, you need to leave. And never saw him again.
Never saw him again. Because he should know better.
Yeah.
He's an intern. He's made it that far.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dang
so I think
it.
We all have that fear in our head, but to actually see it happen, like it's like, I will never forget that.
No.
Just the feeling in the room and the look on his face. Like, you know he wanted to cry.
Yeah.
He
I'm
probably
sure he did
may,
when he got home.
He may have made a mess in his pants.
Yeah.
So podcasts, you can let loose. So I stalked you on Facebook. Your daughter went to college. We already talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
You did a tough mutter. I did. A pansy-ass mutter. This is my first ever race of any kind. And I was like, this is
good.
Fun. I want to do it again. And then I look at you, I'm like, oh, these tough mutters, those are for, you know, those muscly people. You did one.
I did one.
This is like your...
Third one.
Stephanie McHugh, I'm so in, like, awe. I'm bowing
Thank
down
you.
To you.
I don't know what it is. It's just stupid that
no,
I did.
No, it's not. It's amazing.
I did it for the headband because you get a different colored headband when you do the third one. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to do it. And my friend, Chris, he goes, hey, be on our team. The name of our team is, they said there'd be beer. Let's just go do it. You know, you can, we're just laid back. Let's just go do it and get our headband for the third time. I'm like, okay, I'm going to do it. Monday before, I finally sign up. Wednesday before the Tough Mudder, Chris says, I am so sorry, but I just hurt my wrist and I cannot do the Tough Mudder. The doctor says, if I fall wrong, I will rip all the tendons and I would have to have surgery. So now I'm like, dang it. I don't know anyone on the team, but I've met one guy before. So we drive up there together. Uh-huh. I have a great time talking to him. And I walk in to the condo and there are four couples of people in their 20s.
Oh.
I am in my 40s. And I go, well, at least there's going to be other girls. And all the girls go, oh, no, we're not doing it. We're just going to watch. I'm like, you're kidding. It's me. That's how it was the first time I did it, too. I was the only girl on the team. But they were so nice. And the Tough Mudder, it goes to the Wounded Warrior Project. So I love seeing, you just get inspired by it.
You posted something on Facebook that gave me a little willy.
Yeah. So after I was done, I was standing there looking the other way, looking, and then I heard clapping and a lot of cheering. Mm-hmm. And I turned my head and I saw the half pipe and a big wounded warrior flag on top waving and a bunch of people up there. And I go, what did I miss, to my friend? And she said, oh, there is a guy who is doing the entire Tough Mudder, and he does not have any legs. And his comrades just laid one on top of the other all the way up the half pipe.
Oh my gosh.
And then he used them, and he climbed to the top, and everybody was cheering. And I thought, oh.
Wow.
Then you don't complain. I think I worry all the time, Janet. And when I do things like that, you can't worry. Mm-hmm. You just, you're like, nah.
Wow.
I signed up to do this, so I guess I'm going to just have to do it. And the T-shirt on the back, it says, no whining, kids whine. It's not a race. It's a challenge. Leave no man behind.
Mm.
So when I started doing the Tough Mudder, one guy had flown in from San Francisco.
Oh, wow.
So these four guys in their 20s knew each other. And I said, you know what? You can totally go on ahead because it's their weekend together, you know? And they said, leave no man behind stuff. And so I'm like, okay. I did it. I said it twice. And then I thought, you can't.
Right. They're here.
So you just got to do your best. You just got to do your best. And they totally throw me over everything. I can keep up with them. That's my strategy. Just keep up with them.
And then they'll throw you over
every upper body strength thing.
That is so amazing. So is there a lot of training that you do to get Tough Mudder ready?
I did the first year. The second year, I didn't have much of a chance to do much training, and it hurt. But it's a mental thing then. Mm-hmm. Then you go, okay, we're just going to have to do it. And then this year, it was like the in-between year. So it was okay, but I still didn't have much upper body
strength. I think that's strength. A chick thing. Like, we really have to work to get that upper body.
We do.
We really do. And I don't want to get those big arms.
No.
Because they turn to fat easily.
There's a lot of eye candy at this, too. There's a lot of fit people. I bet you wouldn't get big arms.
I just worry about that because you see those women with big arms.
Yeah.
And then you see those women that used to have big arms. And their arm is down to their waist.
Down to there. I don't think you would get big arms. You seem to be like you would just be... You are lean, mean, but I don't think
I run. I don't do weights a lot because it scares me. I'm like, I don't want to build anything. I want to be feminine.
There's a lot of women that look like you could just say, Janet, I've done the Tough Mudder 3 times and no one would know. They'd totally believe you more than they did me. Because one time I went into 24-hour fitness and I had my Tough Mudder shirt on and the guy goes, oh my gosh. Did you do the Tough Mudder? I go, yeah, I did. He goes, really? Yes. Really?
Wow.
24-hour fitness man.
Yes. I can say that. It's a podcast.
You can. Thank you.
Well, I loved having you. You're going to come back, right?
I would love to come back.
I know you're super busy.
That went so fast.
I know. We're at 40 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Damn it. That was so much fun.
That's why I love you.
I love
you.
You're
so easy.
Boy, if I had a nickel for every time I heard that.
So we'll have you back. Thank you so much for being on Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine.
Thank you for having me.
And we will see you soon.
Sounds good.
All right. Bye.